Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Think about that one person in your life, your significant other. You love them so much, but what is one thing you would like your significant other to do less of? They ask them this question, people in a relationship, and man, there's a lot of answers.
Chew loudly.
Okay.
To do more chewing loudly?
No, less of.
Eating was number two on the list.
So they just want them to eat less?
They want them to eat less for, I guess, that's because of the chewing. I don't know.
Is this, are we talking about partners or coworkers?
Just yes.
Tori and I.
I think it's about like if you're married or you're dating or whatever.
But still chewing loudly and eating all the time.
That's, okay. All right.
I think that's different than that one. That one's like they don't want them to get overweight or something. Yeah. Or they don't want them to get unhealthy. As my wife puts it,
number one thing they want them to put away or do less of is
games.
Cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Put your cell phone away, and they say tuning me out when I'm talking to them. So
what'd you say?
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty bad. Like if you were talking to somebody and all of a sudden they get their phone out and start.
Or even say that. It's not tuning them out.
This is not going well. And I saw a video guy. It was talking about, you know, as we communicate and when we put our cell phone away, what it says about you is that that person that you're talking to, like you're more important to me than these 800 people I could be talking to in my life right now.
My wife and I look at it as like, you know what? We have enough confidence in our relationship that it's okay if we handle something that needs handling briefly.
My husband and I will sit on the couch and send each other TikToks.
Yeah. My wife and I do that. We'll text each other through like one floor of the house to the next.
Well, some couples have gotten to the point where they don't even want to talk to their partner.
But, I mean, like
so you're texting is the way.
If you're on one end of the couch and they're on the other and you're watching a TikTok, you think it's funny. Like, why don't you just say, hey, scooch on over here. I want to show you this TikTok and watch it together. That's what I do.
Because I'm a loving wife, I don't want to inconvenience him. So I send it so he can watch it and 2 seconds later.
You're right, though, because sometimes it's more hassle for you to try to back it up and, oh, wait, yeah. It started. I'm sorry. Hold on. And if you send it to them, they just get to see it straight through without any hassles. And then you can be like, what did you think of that?
I do hate it because you have to wait for it to go through the whole
right,
loop.
And you got
to
time it just right as you stick it in front of them.
Yeah. Okay. What would you like your significant other to do less? They say complain and nag.
Nagging.
Number three on the list.
I tell my wife that all the time.
But, you know, I think the guys do it, too. I think they complain a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if I complain a lot, but I definitely don't think I nag a lot.
Well, I'll tell you that again.
I wasn't talking about y'all. I was talking about my wife.
Okay.
So I don't think I nag her at all.
I get nagged because I like home projects. And he's like, why are you doing this? What? And I'm like, because it's pretty. Leave me alone. Now come finish it because I messed something
okay,
up.
Okay, see? Because you're asking him to do it with you.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
What do you like your significant other to do less? Talk. I'm like, good
That's
grief.
That's the guys.
Yeah.
He's like, pick up your phone, honey. Play a game.
Yeah.
But honestly, women talk about stuff that don't matter to us or even to them. They just don't know it.
And now Tom.
They're like, my friend did this today, and she said this to this friend that you don't know, and the two of them were like saying this about this friend. And I'm like, I don't even know their names.
Or I played this really interesting video game where this robot fell in love with another
She's
robot.
She's talking about you.
I know.
You
But that's actually interesting. Did they end up together?
You know what you do?
Yes.
That's what you need to set up your conversations with. Like, you know, hook them in with something that they like and then twist that conversation into whatever you're trying to tell them.
What's that, social manipulation?
Kind of like what you just did. You said video games, and Tom's like, what are you talking about?
So you're going to shut down communications and relationships.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking more like if she starts telling me about her friends and stuff, I'll start telling her about my video game. And then she'll be like, I don't want to hear that. I'm just going
to
leave.
Do you not remember the time I did that to you? I started talking about the Kardashians, and you looked at me and you went, fair enough. I will not talk about video games anymore.
Okay, things you'd like your significant other to do less of? Sleep less.
Wow.
So they're probably on the couch, they're sleeping all the time?
That's women hate that about men. Anytime a man is sleeping, a woman hates it.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I'll get the vacuum out right now.
I'm over there all peaceful, sleeping. Snoring also mentioned on that as well.
What about snorting? Because Tori just snorted.
I kind of did.
Why did you snort? Because you think you do it, don't you?
I don't. No, I wish John would sleep. He is the lightest sleeper in the world. Mm. It drives me crazy.
Okay, they want you to actually worry less in the relationship.
My wife would say that about me.
You got a lot of worrying going on. That worry comes over to them, and they catch that emotion from you.
Here's my thing. I am big on, I'll say, hey, y'all have fun. Be careful. I just say it because it's like it makes me feel better that I have told them to be careful, and that now they're going to say, yes, I'll be careful, and then they'll be careful. But she gets annoyed by that. Mm. She's like, why do you always tell me to be careful? Like, I wouldn't be careful anyway. And I'm like, it's not you. It's that I just feel better if I've said it.
I say that to friends that leave my house or, you know, we're leaving somewhere.
Because they're drunk and you're like, be careful.
No. It's like, call me when you get home and make sure you made it home. Be careful.
I say that to the kids, like when they take a shower, be careful.
See? Yeah.
Okay, they want you to also work less. Your significant other wants you to work less.
I don't think my wife wants that.
She wants you to work more, huh?
Yeah.
Less advice given, too, is what they mention.
So my wife has told me that I always critique everything.
Yes.
And so, like, she'll cook a dinner and she'll be like, I'll be like, that was really good. Maybe a tiny bit less salt next time, but it was really, that was almost perfect. And to her, all she hears is too much salt.
Yeah.
And so.
Of course you will.
Last night she fixed us tuna steaks from Costco. And I got done. I said, that is the best tuna I've ever had in my life. And she's like, but what? I'm like, no, it just was the best ever. And I thought we were going to have to call for like a heart attack or something.
Last thing on the list is, what would you like your significant other to do less of? And that's swear. That's maybe what she's doing after she gets your critique.
I need to do it less in front of the kids. I'm bad.
You swear?
Yeah, my kids have unsubscribed from my channel sometimes.
Just see, I don't see you do swearing a lot.
You don't ride with me in the car.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, in front of me, what is one of life's most delightful moments that instantly puts you in a good mood? They've asked America. I have the top answers.
Biting into a fresh cookie. Oh,
okay. All right.
So it's just like, I need to go do that right now.
Yeah, not on here, but you know what? It is delightful when you do have, eat something that you enjoy.
I'm going to say it's when you find the perfect cat video.
Okay. That's not on here either.
Climbing into clean sheets.
Boy, that feels good. Yeah. Not on here, though. Not on here.
Well, then I don't like your list.
We clearly don't know of our life's best moments.
Well, you know what? We've mentioned this, I think, before, but finding money in your pocket. You put on a coat and you're like, oh, there's a $20 bill. That was the number one answer that people said. Wow. Makes them instantly happy.
I mean, it definitely is a good feeling, but I wouldn't have put it at the top of this.
And this ties in to this season. They say getting a surprise refund, like from your tax.
It's not a surprise. I know it's coming.
Well, not always. Sometimes you have to pay in. That's not a good feeling at all.
No, it's not.
A random stranger just complimenting you for some reason. Like, oh, I love those shoes.
Freak stalker.
Okay, I do love that. Yeah. There's nothing better. And then you're like, I like your dress. And then y'all sit and talk about how you both got really good deals.
And then she's like, I wish I wouldn't have said anything.
Probably.
I'm thinking that right now, and I'm not even the person involved.
Yeah. Okay, someone lets you jump in front of them in line is an instantly good mood.
As long as there's no one behind them.
Mm.
Yeah, I would almost feel guilty.
Yeah.
Unless, like you say, maybe if you have just an item or two and they're like, oh, go in front of me. And you're like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, something that puts you instantly in a good mood. They say hearing your favorite song on the radio, number 5 on the list there. Wow. You are welcome upstate.
Mm-hmm. And we put you in your good mood a lot.
We do that. That's our job here.
Assuming you like the Taylor Swift.
Okay, everybody's got to agree on this one. They say hitting every green light. Sometimes the timing's just right.
Wow.
You hit every green light just perfectly on your way to work or when you're late for something. You're like, man, that's just a good feeling.
Am I the only one who thinks, boy, I'm going to get clobbered later for this? I might catch every red light tomorrow.
Okay. Your significant other randomly shows you affection by giving you like a little hug from behind.
Or a pat on the butt. I love that.
Okay. Good job, Tom. Good job.
Only from my wife.
I gotcha. Finding something you thought you'd lost. That's something that gives you instantly a you know, happy thought.
For me, it always happens after I needed the item and probably replaced it, and then I find it.
Yeah. And then waking up before the alarm to realize, oh, you know what? I got to sleep like, you know, 15 minutes or an hour longer.
No, hour doesn't count.
Yeah, that, for me, it only matters if I have enough time to go back to sleep. But do you ever wake up like 2 minutes before your alarm?
Stinks, this morning, 20 minutes before, and I knew I wasn't going to fall back asleep.
Yeah, no, it's got to be at least 3 to 4 hours before.
I can do an hour pretty easy, maybe a half hour, but after that, I can't do it.
This morning, I managed 10 minutes. Granted, I was late.
All right. One of those life's little moments that actually instantly puts you in a good mood, they say, getting carded. When you're buying something and you are obviously older.
Unless they did it to the young kids and then you order. And then it's almost more of just like, I have to because I asked them.
Oh.
I don't really care that much about whether they think I'm old or not. And I don't like the hassle of being carded.
Well, I was going to say, why does that make people mad? I have mine out every time I'm buying something. I have to be of age. I have it out.
It's like a waste of time once you're a certain age. It's like there ain't no question that you're over 21.
I get more upset when they don't ask. Right. Like, you will check this ID. Yeah. I'm 21. Thank you very much.
It's the girls. It's the girls get upset.
I was in a store one time. She goes, I'm like, check it. Check it. I got it out for you already.
All right. Now for the most miserable moments in life that puts us in a bad mood.
Catching every light.
Catching every red light. Yeah. Just the opposite of everything I just mentioned. Exactly. Not finding money in your pocket. Not getting a refund. A random stranger not complimenting you.
Like, or
you're
going
to compliment me right now. I need a compliment.
You look horrible today.
All right. Most miserable moments in life puts us in a bad mood when the mechanic says, hey, I need to show you something.
You're like, no thanks.
Stop.
Just
And I need some work done to my car. I need an oil change and an alignment too.
All right. The eyelash won't come out no matter how many times you have touched and rubbed your eyeball. You're like, I got something in my eye. It's just a miserable feeling.
Or that little flake of mascara that you can't quite find, but you know it's in there somewhere.
I know what you're talking about, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. The person next to you on the plane that starts clipping their toenails or starts chatting.
I'm okay with those. Just don't start coughing.
Oh. All right. Okay.
That'd be me once on the plane. But I just had a tickle in my throat. I wasn't sick. And every time I do it, I noticed the guy leaning more away from me. And then he put his mask on. But then he found out there was like 10 of us all sitting around each other that we knew each other. And then he became nice and started chatting. And I'm like, I wish he hadn't started chatting.
Yeah. Most miserable moments in life that puts us in a bad mood. You know that plastic bag on the freeway that disappears under your car? You see it coming. You're like, okay, I want to miss it. And then all of a sudden, you know it's on your car somewhere.
Yeah.
I do like NASCAR. I'll pull right up behind some big truck and try to get it to blow off.
Let me tell you, I was driving down Woodruff Road to work not long ago, and someone left the top of a office chair in the middle of the road.
That's an odd way of putting it. I would think it fell off of a truck or something.
Or it might have been like, they didn't maybe not place it there.
Exactly.
Like, well, those darn kids, they put that. It was actually the bottom, and it had the big, long thing sticking up.
The pole,
whatever you want to call that thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I got to straddle this because it was too late. And all of a sudden, it's like, you hear this. And I had to stop in the middle of the road.
That's better than if you'd have heard the thunks.
Yeah, and it broke the plastic underneath my car. And there's one little like strip, like if someone took a sword down the bottom of my car. Yeah,
I'm coming up at 385 on the way to work one morning, and a big box was in the middle of 385.
Mm.
It's dark.
Yeah.
And I happened to see it, and I swerved, and I'm thinking, somebody's going to hit that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I barely did. It was a brown box. At night, you know.
If I got time, I will stop in the morning
I will
move something.
I always worry because you see those videos where it's like kittens or puppies in those boxes. Yeah. It always makes me panic.
Yes.
All right. Final thing. Most miserable moment in life puts you in a bad mood. The person with the clipboard at your door when they see you through the window before you can hide.
That's why they invented Ring doorbells.
I know.
I imagine he just watches me dive behind the couch and they're like, ma'am, we see you still.
But not everybody has Ring doorbells, Tom.
I don't.
We have to hide behind the plants or sneak around a corner.
I will. I'll sneak around the corner. I'm like,
those little shades will open up slightly.
We have a plan. It's like we text each other immediately. Yeah. Don't answer. I looked at the Ring doorbell.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here's an interesting question that they asked people. Would you rather live to the average life expectancy age of 77 and a half, or would you rather live to 90? But the catch was, if you chose to die at 77 and a half, you would have good health all the way up until your death. And if you chose to live to 90, you would get whatever health you would have normally gotten, which may or may not have been good.
I'll go with 90. I'll risk it because, you know, you could have like another 7 years there before things decline.
I would take the 77 and a half and know that I had a healthy life all the way up until then.
Well, you're going to have a healthy life up to 77 anyway, and then you might get
a
couple of bonuses.
That's not true at all. That's an average. That doesn't mean that you will live that long at all.
He doesn't have a healthy life now.
Well, we hope you make it by the end of the show.
So that's why I would choose that. But 66% or 2 out of 3 people said they would take the healthy life over the longer life.
I'd have to go 90.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just don't see people between the ages of 80 and 90 looking like they're having enough fun, especially if they are in poor health. And I don't know anyone in this room that I think is going to have great health after they're 80.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of, now I have a great aunt who's like 97, still does, you know, exercises in the bed. I've told you about her. She'll like prop those legs up and start pedaling like a bicycle and does her exercises.
So I
And she still travels around the world. It's amazing.
Yes, she's the rare exception since the average life expectancy is 77.
I'm just hoping
and a half.
That DNA is in my blood.
No, right?
Yeah. But I think the people who would go for the longer one are the ones who are burying their head in the sand more about their mortality. And I get it. I mean, no one wants to think about dying, but
no.
I also don't want to think about getting some horrible illness and tapping out from that.
Well, I have other questions that go along with that before I really could make that decision.
Okay.
Like if I'm going to have enough money to pay for my health insurance and my health issues.
You're just saying whatever you are right now. What do you think?
I'm 77 and a half.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have enough money. For sure.
And I don't know if I trust Medicare and Medicaid. They're already talking about making it worse.
I certainly wouldn't wait till 65 to retire.
No, not if you knew you were going to croak out at 75. But you'd still have to balance the money to, 77 and a half. You still have to figure out how much money do I have because I don't want to be broke those last years either.
Why and a half? Why not 77 or 78?
Because that's the average life expectancy is 77 and a half.
Oh, I missed that part.
I wonder what a 17-year-old thinks right now.
Now, they would think this is all crazy.
Yeah, yeah. because when you're like a teenager, you're like, you don't even think about, like, I could be my granny in no time flat, you know, at that age. But it happens quickly.
In fact, if I was a teenager, I'd gamble on the 90 because health improvements may take place during their lifetime.
Well, they say we'll live to be 125 like in 20 to 30 years, right?
You won't be here for that.
Well,
I don't think that's true.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm midlife here.
I know, but you're going to live to be 125. I don't see it happening.
If you're going to be living until 125, the retirement age will be 100 by then.
Yeah.
At least 100.
You have to work 100 years. I don't want to do that.
It'll probably be about 110 or 115.
Right. Yeah, and Hawk, you better start pedaling those little feet now if you want to make it to 120 and have a good life.
You'll be a Walmart greeter at 111 years old.
There won't be stores. People won't be leaving their homes.
Well, we ain't going to live long if we ain't leaving our homes. No exercise at all. So here's what they do say that you should consider whenever you take charge of your health and live your best life. They say talk to your doctor because thanks to technologies like AI, there are even more options to detect and treat diseases earlier, including several common cancers and the ability to avoid a stroke. So ask your doctor what's available and how it might benefit you. Also, explore treatment options. Things like diabetes and other situations like high blood pressure are managed so much better now with technology. People who had diabetes 30 years ago didn't have the ability to check their blood as often as you can now and to monitor and to treat things as well.
Well, high blood pressure, too. I mean, everybody's got one of those machines in their house that you can just put it on your arm and find out your blood pressure. Back in the day, we didn't have that.
I don't know if everyone has one.
Well, but I mean, you think about it. Growing up, did you have one in your house? I didn't. I'm like, my mom didn't know how to take my dad's blood pressure.
I want the ones like in CDS that you sit down at,
yeah,
put
yeah.
your arm in. That's what I want my home.
I
quit taking my blood pressure. Yeah. I do have a machine. I quit taking it.
So they say also.
I used that wrong the other day.
Check your assumptions. Some people delay getting treatment because they're worried about a long hospitalization or recovery time, but there are so many minimally invasive surgery procedures now that get people back on their feet very quickly, and they don't require long hospital stays. Like, for example, I got a bum knee, and I keep putting off getting it worked on. And they say now that's pretty much done in a doctor's office. They just pump up your leg with some air, go up under the skin and fix it, and you're back on your feet in no time.
I also think the insurance company tells the hospital, kick them out. We're not paying anymore.
That's part of it too, Kato.
Because I've seen that happen.
And they say also honor your needs. Ensure your doctor knows what's important to you, whether it's attending a special event or continuing an activity that you enjoy. That will help them develop a treatment plan that prioritizes your quality of life. So you may have something like, let's say, my bum knee, but I don't want to get it fixed this week because I got something coming up with the kids, and so I may want to push it off until I'm done with that particular right. phase or event. So make sure your doctor knows all these things so that they can work around your situation.
I no longer have a doctor, Tom. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, get a new one. There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Someone told me the other day, said, hey, you must work out. I said, really?
Were they telling you had to?
No, it was my doctor. Yeah, yeah, it was. He was telling me.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
You must work out.
And you're like, thanks. And he's like, no.
You must work out. You got to work out.
That's funny, because I go to Dr. Sandin, too, yeah. and he told me that I needed to get my blood pressure down. And he said the easiest way to do this is to change your eating habits and eat less sodium. I said, do you have a pill instead?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, yeah. we do have some pills. I'm like, I'll take that. So now sometimes I'll sprinkle salt on my blood pressure medicine before I take it.
Well, when I did have a doctor, I asked about my blood pressure. He goes, I can't do anything about Hawk and Tom. You just got to deal with it.
Sorry, Kato.
You need to eat some of Tom's blood.
Oh, God.
Go see a real doctor, Kato. Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, spring is here. A lot of people setting out their flowers, getting their yards all dressed up. Dressed it up, y'all. And, of course, you drive by the nurseries, you see a bunch of people there buying their flowers and their stuff.
My wife just had a bunch of mulch and rocks delivered to our house.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm out there watching her shovel them. I'm like, man, that looks like a lot of work.
You know, that's just wrong, Tom. Get out there and help her. You know, I like most flowers. I don't like cauliflowers, though. Cauliflowers are kind of like the ghost of dead broccoli because that's what they look like. Like little boo, boo.
They kind of do. It looks like someone took all their pigment out.
Yeah, I know.
Never thought about that.
But I like it. It's good.
Well, I thought that this would be fun to have Thelma Hollister call a nursery, but ask them to watch her 13 lovely grandchildren instead of buying some pansies and petunias.
Thelma's usually very confused, isn't she?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah. That's what makes her crank call so much fun.
True.
So it's just her crank call this morning, B93.7. We'll see what happens here. I gotta have somebody watch my kids going back to work. Gotta come out of retirement.
Hey, nursery.
Yes, hello there. Is this the nursery?
It is. This is Payne Nursery.
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y, and I have 13 lovely grandchildren. Are you busy right now? I hear someone in the background.
Just a little bit, but what can I do for you?
How long have y'all been in business there?
Since the early 80s.
Oh, wow. So y'all been doing it quite some time. You are probably very experienced.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to say we are.
Yeah, with kids and stuff like that. The reason I'm calling, I am 83, like I said, and I'm coming out of retirement to go back to work.
Okay.
And I'm going back to Walmart. I was a greeter for years. You know, at the door, I say, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, I got you.
If you're in a hurry, I'm like, welcome to Walmart. Yeah. But reason I'm calling y'all, I need to find someone to watch my grandkids. I normally watch them myself, see.
Ma'am, we're a tree nursery.
Y'all, okay, well, now they love to climb trees, and if you have do you have a playground there?
No, we just grow trees and shrubs here.
I'm sorry?
We just grow trees and shrubs, you know, like, we're a plant. We grow plants and sell them to landscapers and homeowners for their houses and things like that.
Oh. Well,
we don't take care of kids.
So this ain't a nursery for kids?
No, well, there's nurseries that take care of kids, and then there's nurseries that grow trees, and that's what we do. We grow trees. We don't take care of kids.
Oh, I feel so silly right now.
Oh, you're okay, man. Don't worry about it.
You probably think I'm so embarrassed.
You're not the first one to call like that.
I'm not?
No, ma'am, you sure aren't.
Well, I tell you what, because I love to grow flowers myself. You should see my pansies and petunias.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
Yeah, I love growing those, and I have a lot of them.
Well, that's good. Well, if you ever need any trees or shrubs, come up and see us.
Do y'all have pansies or petunias, do you?
No, we don't do anything like that. We're mostly like foundation planting, boxwoods. Now, I got roses and wigelia and hydrangeas. Nothing real like perennial.
Well, having all that sounds like you need to go to the doctor to me. Yeah, but would you watch my kids, though?
If I had the time, I might consider it. But I keep up this nursery.
What I could do is just drop my grandkids off, and y'all could watch them anyway. I'm just being silly. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry to inconvenience you, though. Thank you for explaining that. So this is a nursery that grows trees and not kids.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, all right.
All right, no problem.
All right, all right. Bye-bye now.
Well, he said that's not the first time he's had a call like that.
Really?
I bet he's lying.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.